You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We've got several callers on hold, so I'm excited to talk with them and see what their questions are, and it's even more fun to see what the answers are that we get for them. And I really appreciate them taking the time to call in. I know everybody has a busy life and busy schedule. So not only do they get their questions answered, but the information that we get for them, I think, helps all of us, because invariably we either we're going through something like that, or we know somebody who is. So I really appreciate their efforts in joining us. This is the last show of the month. Today is September 27th of 2018, so you know what that means. Next Thursday, I'm going to do another drawing for a free session with me. I always feel like I'm on a game show when I talk about this, because what I do is I give away a free session each month, and I do it as a thank you to all of you for listening. I appreciate it, and I know $155, which is what I charge for a one-hour private session, I know that's a lot of money to some people, to a lot of us, probably. So I figure I can give a session away, and hopefully somebody is going to win it who can't afford a private session but would like one. So you just have to do these three easy things to enter the drawing. First one is follow me on Instagram at Ask Julie Ryan. The second one is write a review about why you like the podcast on iTunes at Ask Julie Ryan. So if you go to itunes.com/AskJulieRyan, you'll be taken right to my homepage, and you can leave a review there. Or I think it's easier to do it on your phone if you have an iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, do it online. But if you have an iPhone, just go to the podcast menu and where you subscribe to my show. It just says Ask Julie Ryan. And then if you scroll down to the bottom of where the shows are, it'll have the ratings, and you can leave a review. And then the third thing is subscribe to my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. And that's a question that somebody has submitted online, and I answer it. We choose a different question each week, and I will answer it. So again, three easy things. Follow me on Instagram at AskJulieRyan. Write a review about why you like the podcast on iTunes at AskJulieRyan. And subscribe to my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. And I will pick a winner next week. I have this little bag that I put everybody's little name in, and I draw a name. I crack myself up doing it, but it works, and I want to be fair on it. All righty, with that, let's go to the phones and see who our first caller, I believe it's Diamond. Hi, Diamond.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
I am good. I am really good and blessed.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Where are you calling in from?
I am calling from Smyrna, Delaware.
Okay. Terrific. Well, what's happening up there?
Smyrna, Delaware. So, I have a question, Julie, and it's a heavy question, but I've been trying to get clarity on it. So, my daughter, unfortunately, was murdered approximately 5 years ago, and the person was never caught that actually committed this crime. So my question is, they've been working on it. The detectives have been saying they've been working on it, but I haven't gotten the answer yet whether her case is going to be solved or even if they're still working on it. So my question, if you can, is to give me some type of clarity on what I should do, like if I should leave the situation alone and just, you know, let it be and allow nature to take its course, you know, the law of attraction, or like that's what I want to know. What should I do, or if there is anything that I can do? And she also had a four-year-old son at the time who's now getting ready to turn 10. So my questions basically revolve around my daughter and my grandson.
Okay. So first of all, Diamond, I'm so sorry to hear that. I can't even imagine what you and your family have been through. That's number one. Number two, what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Jewel Renee Pouncey Manier.
J-E-W-E-L, Jewel?
Yes, Jewel, yes.
Okay. And how old was she when she died?
She was 19.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right. So what's the status right now? Is there an investigation going on? Do they have suspects? What's the status?
So from my understanding, approximately 2 months ago, I received a phone call from different people stating that they had someone of interest and that they were working with someone else. And also my grandson's other side of the family told me that the detectives went over Philly and questioned somebody. So everybody is suspect at this time. So I called the detectives and I gave them the same information that was relayed to me. And they pretty much told me that they did go over into Philadelphia to investigate someone, but that was all, that they're still working on it. So I have nothing else but that. And in the meantime, this person that did this is still on the loose. They have, I don't know anything.
Okay. So what's your question about this? Will it ever go to trial? Will they ever find somebody who can stand trial, or will they ever find her killer?
Yes. Will they ever find her killer? That is my question.
I get a yes. I get a yes on that. I get a yes.
Okay.
What are your other questions around it?
Will this person, you know, be incarcerated? Will it go to trial? That's definitely the question. And, like, will it happen within this year, or is this something that's going to take a couple of years?
Okay. So will the case go to trial? I get a yes. Will he be found guilty, he or she? Will the suspect that they're currently investigating be found guilty? I get no. Will the real murderer be the one who stands trial? I get a no at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of mixed messages. Spirits are really literal, Diamond, so we have to be very specific about how we ask the question.
Okay.
So will Jewel's murderer, will Jewel's killer ever stand trial for her murder? I get a yes. Will Jewel's murderer be found guilty at the trial for her murder? I get a no. So I've gotten that twice now. Here's how future events work, Diamond. Things that have happened are set in stone. Things that are happening right at this moment are set in stone. Future events can change because there are about a bazillion variables that come into play. So when we ask for guidance on future events, we're getting an answer based on what all the circumstances are at this moment in time. So that could change. You know, the murderer standing trial, there are a million different scenarios as to why they may not be found guilty. The one that came to my mind was the person may not be alive when it's time to stand trial and or, you know, come up with a verdict. That just popped into my head. But there are a million variables on that. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Did you have another question about your grandson?
I do. As far as my grandson, I've been trying to get custody of him since this has happened. He's in a bad situation. And then my question is there anything that I can do to get full custody of him?
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Zynier.
Spell that for me.
Z-Y-N-E-A-R.
Zynier. Okay. So will Diamond be able to obtain full custody of Zaineer in the next year? No. In the next 2 years, yes. What's in Diamond's best interest to do so she can get full custody of Zaineer? Hire a good lawyer. Okay, well, that's pretty basic.
Okay.
Somebody that has, what I'm getting is somebody that has a really good investigative arm in their practice. You know, some lawyers are just trial lawyers, some lawyers are whatever, but you want to have a lawyer who can really have an investigator do a lot of digging to prove your case. The facts need to come out, and you need an investigator to do it. And I get that there are, what just came in is that there are pro bono lawyers that will do this and pro bono investigators if money's an issue, Diamond. And I don't know if it is. I just got to tell you that there are pro bono lawyers that can do this kind of work for you. Okay. Not necessarily somebody that works for the state or the county or the city, but there are like organizations where some of the top lawyers in the country will donate their time and their energy to help people. So keep that in the back of your mind. The fact that that came into me means I'm supposed to tell you that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And last question, Julie. Is my daughter around me? Because, like, so many things just be happening.
All the time.
I feel like I can feel her presence, like she wants to tell me something.
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Did you have a question for her?
I do have a question for her. My question for her is she worried about her son?
Spirits don't worry. That's a human thing.
Okay.
A human thing. She is around you all the time. She's around him all the time. So, does she prefer that you raise her son? Yes. She's saying absolutely.
I know she does.
What can your mom do to help facilitate that? I'm getting the same thing. Hire a lawyer with a good investigator. So that's twice now. That's come up.
Oh, I love this girl so much. I already knew.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted on that. Good luck. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie, so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Our next caller is Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hello.
How are you, girl?
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm calling from the Pacific Northwest of Salem, Oregon.
Oh, terrific. Okay. Beautiful country.
It is. It is pretty.
Well, wonderful. You got a question for me this evening?
I have two. I have a 17-year-old daughter who has been struggling with her health, I would say, most of her life. And we know that food plays into it, but she's had this cough since February of this year, really thick cough that she can't, we can't get rid of.
Okay.
And she's with me today, and so we were just wondering if maybe you could just scan her and see what you see.
Sure. Absolutely. What's her name, Renee?
Her name's Grace.
Oh, pretty. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, can Grace hear me? Grace, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Grace. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, and that's going to let me connect with your spirit, Grace. We're all spirits attached to a body. Actually, our body is inside our spirit, our soul, our energy field, all the same thing. And when I raise my vibrational level, I turn this ability on and off at will. When I raise my vibrational level, I'm going to watch a laser beam in my mind's eye come from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama, and it's going to hook into you in Salem. All right, and then I'm going to shoot energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and it's going to be as if I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI of you. And have you ever seen a Star Trek movie where they talk about beam me up, Scotty, and they're beaming Captain Kirk or Spock or whomever up to a different planet? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about with a hologram. So I'm going to hook into you, and we'll just see what comes up with this cough action and see if we can figure out what's going on. Okay, all right, so here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading up to you in Oregon. Aren't you impressed I say Oregon right?
Yes, no worries.
I lived in California a long time, and I used to say Oregon or something like a Midwesterner, and I got corrected really quickly when I lived in L.A. It was like, it's Oregon. Okay. So I was glad. All right, shooting. Okay. Yeah, I can see a lot of mucus. I don't see an infection. I don't see... the thought of cystic fibrosis actually came into my head. I'm not seeing that, but I'm getting that it's cystic fibrosis kind of symptoms. Have you looked up cystic fibrosis symptoms, Grace or Renee?
No.
That the lungs make a lot of mucus. All right, so let me get it cleared out. So I'm watching this suction device that's used in surgery, ladies. I'm an inventor of surgical devices that are sold around the world. And so a lot of the healings that I watch happen, and that's what's happening to you right now, Grace, they use instruments that I saw in the operating room, which I think is a riot. So I'm watching all the yuck get sucked out of your lungs. It's not gray. It's just white. It's like, it doesn't look infected. You know, sometimes when you have a big chest cold or something, it can come up funky colors, like yellow or green or stuff. This is just white, almost clearish. Your left lung is worse than your right lung, but I'm watching it get sucked out of both lungs. Tell me what you eat. Are you eating dairy?
I have it every once in a while, but I try not to eat it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with your mom. This is food related, and I think if you cut out dairy, your lungs and your mucous membranes are creating this stuff as a reaction to stuff that you're eating. Are you eating any kind of wheat products?
Not as much as I used to.
Okay.
I normally will eat at home during the day because I don't have money to eat out.
Right.
I don't have, like, gluten-free food at home.
Our house is pretty clean when it comes to food. So, and we know that dairy and gluten and, like I said, she's always had a lot of issues growing up with food. And so we try to, but she is a teenager and wants to be part of the group, you know,
sure.
where everybody to eat. And
sure.
so I think there's times and I notice that that makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, incorporating fruits and veggies in is kind of a challenge as well. So,
So Grace, here's the drill. Fruit, peel it before you eat it. Veggies, same thing. Protein, try and stick on that for 2 or 3 weeks just for kicks and see what happens. I bet you're going to feel a whole lot better and I bet it's going to help your cough. Get better.
Okay.
I really think this is food related. I'm not seeing anything that's alarming other than you just got a bunch of goop in your chest, but it's not infected. It's
yay.
I don't you're not running a temp, right?
No.
Yeah. So it's just a cough. I really think it has to do with what you're eating. Okay. So with your friends, you know, just start a new trend.
Right?
Easier said than done, I get, but, you know, what the heck? Nothing ventured, nothing gained, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
I have one more question if you have time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's in regards to my 1-year-old granddaughter.
And
she has had a rash on her face. She's teething right now, so she's really fussy. But she's had a rash on her face since about 7 months in of age, and we can't get rid of it. And we're trying to figure, and she itches a lot. Like, her whole body just itches a lot. And I was curious if you had any ideas about that.
What's her name, Renee?
Hi.
What's her name, I'm sorry?
Ava.
Ava. Okay. pretty. All right. Let me connect to her. I'm going to connect to her through you. Got you. Going over to her. Okay. I'm asking her permission to scan her. She's saying no. Typical for a little kid. Typical. Telling you, they are so funny. And I won't even scan a baby if, you know. But, because I think it's an invasion of privacy. And it's an ethical thing with me. But we'll ask some questions.
Her mom is here. Her mom is here.
Yeah, but it's her spirit. It's,
oh, gotcha.
It's still. I won't do it if it's,
okay.
You know, if anybody tells me no. Okay, so has she been on antibiotics or steroids?
No, and she hasn't been vaccinated.
Okay, was she a C-section baby?
No.
Okay, all right. So normally it's a yeast thing that's causing that. What is she eating? Is she being nursed? Is she on formula?
Nurse. Primary.
Okay, are they supplementing with formula?
No formula, no soy, no corn. She really has just started eating more whole foods, meat, like chicken. Yeah, just chicken has been introduced recently. Yeah, no grains, no flowers, no medicines.
Okay, so then I go back to the mom. Tell the mom to eat the same thing Grace is going to eat. You know, it's coming from the mom.
Okay, that's what we've kind of often wondered. And my Ava's mom eats super clean, and she notices that it gets worse when she eats any kind of dairy, which she doesn't eat normally, and also grains and gluten especially. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, keep that in mind as long as she's nursing. And then those are clues to help when she starts eating more people food, more grown-up food. And that'll give you a guide with baby Ava.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
Renee. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Colleen. Hi, Colleen.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be on the call today.
Well, thanks. I'm happy to have you.
Yeah, I re-listen to your podcast a lot because I don't always have time to get on the call on the Thursday, but I'm really stoked. So I'm calling from Santa Cruz, California.
Okay, terrific.
And I am calling, two things. I'm literally to the bone exhausted, and it's off and on, but it's more on than off. I would say it's always there on some level, but like lately it's just been even more intensive to where I just don't even want to get off the couch, and I've reduced my client load because of it and everything else just because it's like I only have so much, and then it's like I am utterly exhausted when I finish. If I work a full day with clients, I do readings and stuff like that. I teach and coach and stuff, and I'll just be literally exhausted and just like, you know, the next day I don't even want to go off the couch. And so that level of exhaustion. And then the other thing is this pain in my lower back, on the right side, my sacrum. I injured it a long time ago in my 20s. I fell and I compressed it or something, but it's just unrelenting and nothing seems to be correcting it. So I've tried, you know, a lot of different things. So I wondered if you saw anything with either of those two things.
Okay. All right. Let me get you on my radar. So my laser beam's going to come back out to the left coast, just a little south of where I was before with Grace and baby Ava, who wouldn't let me scan her. How funny is that? She's, you know, I get that. It's usually little teeny kids. They're like, no. All right. Okay, Miss Colleen, got you on my radar. All right, shooting energy through you. All right, you're getting turned around. Well, first of all, tell me how young you are.
I'm 56.
Okay, and so are you on hormones? You don't look like you are to me.
I'm not. Well,
okay.
I'm actually doing right now from a compound pharmacy. I'm doing an internal estrogen cream. And I do that, like, I don't know, but I haven't been really religious about it, but.
Okay. All right. I think the bioidentical hormones, which are, you'll get from a compounding pharmacy, and that's what our bodies make when we're young and fertile. That's the exact molecular composition. That's what we want to take. The synthetic thyroids at the synthetic thyroid. The synthetic hormones have extra molecules added to their formulas so that they can be patented. And the body.
I've been on hormones in the past and I've always done bioidentical.
Yeah, good. Okay, I think it would behoove you. I think that's what the fatigue is coming from. Your energy field, when I see a woman whose energy field reminds me of a raisin, and my visuals sometimes are hilarious. This is one of them, with all those crinkles in it, and I shoot energetic estrogen into her, which is what I just did with you, and your raisin plumps up like a raisin that's been soaked in hot water. That tells me that you need the hormones. That's going to help you a lot with the fatigue. I really think that that's what's causing the fatigue. Also,
Doesn't my thyroid need boosting?
I think your sex hormones need help. Your estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. Go to somebody that really knows what they're doing. Go to A4M, or you have a doctor. I take them and have for a long time, and my doctor is a board-certified OBGYN, and I really like going to a GYN. She doesn't do OB anymore, but the reason I like to go to a GYN, Colleen, is just because I want somebody that knows those female body parts that we're talking about, because the hormones are going to affect those. And I just
you've got some. You're. It's a woman down in L.A., right? That Santa Monica or something.
Right.
There's another doctor in L.A. that's great, Dr. Allen, Dr. David Allen. He's really good too. Like I've never met anybody that could read blood the way he can. It's just that I couldn't afford to use him for a little while. I need to call back because he doesn't take insurance.
Okay. Get with somebody that really knows what they're doing, because you don't want to be messing around with the hormones. I think that's what's going on with your exhaustion. As far as the pain in your lower back, let me look at you. I'm looking at you from behind.
Yeah, it's the right side.
Right side. Okay. What I see is compression on the left side, which is interesting. So, first of all, you're a little bit of a twisted sister. You're a twisted sister. Excuse me. So go to a chiropractor, get adjusted. That's number one. Number two, what I'm watching happen is I'm watching the vertebrae on the left side of your body down at the bottom of your spinal cord. I'm watching those get propped up, and then I'm watching that disc have more room. It's not pressing against a nerve at this point, but it doesn't look right. So I see that we have another caller. Is that Ryan?
Yes, it's me.
Ryan, I'm gonna put you on mute for just. I'm gonna put you on mute for a minute, and then I'll come back to you. Okay. Here we go. So, Colleen, what I'm watching is I'm watching those vertebrae get propped up on the left side, so that disc goes in, and then I watch this really fine netting go on those vertebrae, and then it holds that disc in place. So what happens when we get it aligned properly is all those vertebrae go up like a xylophone and then just go, all the way up your spinal cord. I really think a chiropractic adjustment's going to help. And I think you're going to have a lot more relief after the healing that I just watched happen on you.
Oh, God, from your lips to God's ears.
Okay.
Oh, you're so awesome. Thank you very much. And I'll be, I already had one session with you, and it was great. And so, it was so worth the money. And I will definitely be calling you for another longer session.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. All right.
Thanks so much, Julie.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Ryan, my man.
Yes.
My brother from another mother.
Hey, how are you?
He's good.
Great honor to be with you.
Thank you. My honor to have you on. Everybody, Ryan called in last week and didn't show up on my dashboard. So I told him, I said, if you call back in this week, I'll get you on, I promise. So, Ryan, tell everybody about your show. I was a guest on Ryan's show. It was a blast. We had a great
time. Thank you.
And tell everybody about
the
show.
Sure. The show is called The Outer Limits of Inner Truth. The website is outerlimitsradio.com. We're the world's only show about forensic soul analysis. And we have Miss Julie Ryan on our program. We're going to be airing her show next week. And we have a lot of fun. I enjoyed asking a lot of questions. We just had Rich Dad Poor Dad Robert Kiyosaki on our program last night.
Oh,
so,
terrific.
It's really cool, and I enjoyed our conversation. And right now, we cleared the first hurdle, coast to coast. They're just processing the information. The first producer approved it, so hopefully we can get you on there. But they're very interested and intrigued.
Wow. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. You guys, doesn't Ryan pleasure. Have a great voice? I mean, you just sound like you're at a central casting for an announcer or a radio.
This
TV
voice
guy.
Can cure insomnia. It cures my wife insomnia. My wife's like, just, I need to go to bed. We're out of ambient. Just talk to me. So I'm like, how you doing?
I love it. I love it. Well, did you have a question for me?
I actually... I did, but it's the question I had is this: is my wife and I were in the process of adding a new member to our clan, and I was wondering if there's anything we could do to expedite the process.
Yeah. Yes, there's lots of stuff.
All right, because we're vegans. We exercise. We do it. We're trying to do healthy, and we're just trying to maximize our chances of getting that process happening. Because we're getting old and crankier by the day.
You mean short of practice, practice, practice? All that practice that can wear you out, right?
Oh, God. Okay. Yes. Yes. It used to be so wonderful in my 20s. Now it's like I would rather take a nap, but I don't know.
All right. So here's what I want you to get. I want you to get the Better Baby Book by Lana Asprey, ASPREY, MD. The Better Baby Book. And in that, it's going to give you all kinds of information. Dr. Asprey was told that she was infertile and she would never conceive, and she just didn't buy that. And so she restored her own fertility at the age of 40 and had two kids.
Wow.
Like, 3 years apart or something, 2 or 3 years apart. And in it, she talks about what steps are that you can enhance your fertility so that you get pregnant. And then the other thing is she works with couples all over the world as a consultant. So get that book. Check it out, and I think you'll learn some interesting things that will be helpful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And actually, I just wanted to call in just to say, it's a real pleasure to have you on our program and let everyone know when it's up. And it was really wonderful. I think you have a lot of great lessons out there, and I think you're providing an invaluable service to your listeners.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling
in.
Sorry I didn't get to you last
my
week.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a comfortable
All
night.
Right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. All righty. We do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 533-677 pound or hashtag. You can find this information a bunch of different places. First of all, my website, AskJulieRyan.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage. You'll see all this information. Second place is on social media. I'm at AskJulieRyan on Instagram. I'm at AskJulieRyan on Facebook, and I'll post it up there. It's also in the show notes, wherever you download podcasts. I think we're on 40 different outlets, iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Blueberry, bunches of them. And if you look in the show notes, you'll see the call-in information. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. We release new ones every Saturday, so you can get that. And then also in my blog each week, I send it out. I've started sending it out now on Wednesday nights, and it's a question that somebody has submitted online, and it's in the body of the email. It has all this call-in information. One other place is YouTube. We're on YouTube, and it's in the show notes there as well. When you're on my site, be sure and schedule a private consult. So as you heard from sweet Miss Colleen, It's a blast. We have so much fun and get a lot of questions answered. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about. We normally will do multiple things. Medical scan, if you want that. We can talk to your deceased loved ones. We can scan pets, scan family members if I have their permission. If you don't have their permission, I'll ask them telepathically. I usually get a yes. We can do past life stuff. We can do spirit guide stuff. I can tell how close to death somebody is if one of your loved ones is dying and give you information on that. So a whole multitude of things, whatever time allows during that hour, we will get to. And this week, we got a question from Andrea, and she lives in La Matène, Martinique, which is in the French West Indies. It's an island in the French West Indies. And she asked, hello, Julie. First of all, thank you for allowing me to ask my question, and thank you for your responsiveness. Here's my question. My father died a year ago on September 10th, which, by the way, Andrea? Probably Andrea, since it's French. So Andrea, my dad's birthday was September 10th, and your dad died on September 10th, so what's up with that? Anyway, she went on to say, my dad died a year ago, and he had a long illness that apparently caused a little paranormal activity. I've been told that his suffering has remained in the house. Right now, I'm taking care of my mother who has Alzheimer's in this house, and I'm wondering if there's a risk of harm to her or anyone else in our family. Thank you, Julie. Andrea. Hi, Andrea. My condolences on the loss of your father. With regard to your dad's suffering remaining in the house, here are my thoughts. What people refer to as negative energy can't physically hurt anyone because it isn't bad. It just vibrates more slowly than what we call positive energy and doesn't feel as good. An example would be how you feel listening to a melancholy melody versus some lively music. The faster tune will most likely put you in a better mood than the slow song. And even though we humans label things good and bad, those kinds of judgments don't exist in the spirit world. Spirits don't judge. There's nothing in the spirit world that judges. That's all human stuff, you guys. Remember that. Number two, the negative vibes you're experiencing are caused by the grief you and your family are feeling while missing your dad. This energy can contribute to depression, fatigue, trouble sleeping, overeating, or loss of appetite, and all of these symptoms can lead to illness. So, in order to help your home feel better, I filled it with a high vibrational energy. It looks like a swirl of clear fog with sparkles in it and is flowing throughout the house. That's also what grace looks like, you guys. If any of you have read my book or you're getting ready to read my book, you'll hear me talk about when my family was praying as my mom was dying, there was this sparkly, clear fog that was swirling in the room. And then when we stopped praying, it stopped. It was wild. And since that time, I've seen it many, many times, and it's referred to as grace in my mind. So I filled Andrea's house with grace. You can prolong and enhance this energy by allowing in lots of sunshine, always having fresh flowers in your home, playing uplifting music, and by opening windows and letting a breeze flow through the house. She lives in Martinique, for God's sakes. I hope she has her windows open. I mean, that's pretty close to paradise down there. I went on to say, and one last thing, remember your father's spirit is always with you. Talk with him by saying something and waiting for his response. It'll be the first thought that enters your mind. Spirits communicate telepathically. In addition, you might want to read my book, Angelic Attendance, What Really Happens When We Transition from This Life into the Next. I believe you'll find it informational and comforting. All my best to you and your family. One fun, quick note, you guys. Andrea submitted this question on my website in French, so she doesn't speak English. So what did I do? I copied it. And I pasted it in Google Translation. If you Google Translation, you put words onto one side of this screen, and I had French, and I wanted it translated into English. So it translated it instantly for free, and then I wanted to translate it back into French so I could respond to her. And it did that too. So for those of you that need anything translated, remember that. You can do it for free on Google. When things have come in different languages in the past, I've hired somebody to translate it. And I just thought, I'm going to try Google and see if there's something on there. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's fabulous. So those of you that are listening whose English isn't that good, if you want to submit a question, submit it in your native language and I'll translate it. So there you have it. All righty, let's see who's next. I believe Susie. Hi, Suze. Hi, Suze. Hello, hello. Okay, maybe she's not there. All right, well, I'll come back and try her again. All right. And our next caller is Wednesday. Hi, Wednesday.
Hello, how are you?
Well, how are you, girl?
I'm fine.
Good. Please tell everybody where you're calling in from.
Ocala, Florida, guys.
Ocala, horse country.
Horse country.
Yeah. What's happening down there?
Oh, God, it's so hot. It is 91 degrees this time of night.
Oh, that's a little warm for this time of night.
Yes. It is really muggy.
I'm sorry. Well, hopefully it gets nice soon.
Yes. We'll get a little cool weather soon.
Okay. So you got a question for me?
Yes, I have a fun question tonight. I want to know about my past life.
Okay.
And what was I, and what traits or gifts did I bring into the present life?
Okay. So what were you? We all live hundreds, if not thousands, of past lives, Wednesday. And by the way, I love your name.
So the
way that I do past lives, most people, when they're getting past life information, they'll hypnotize the person. How I do it is I envision myself walking down this never-ending hallway, this endless hallway. And it's very narrow, Wednesday, and it has 30 or 40-foot tall ceilings in it. And on each wall from floor to ceiling are these 12-inch by 12-inch square mirrors. Each mirror represents a lifetime. Excuse me, I got the hickers all of a sudden. So we'll ask a question, and I'll say, show me the lifetimes that correlate with what's happening in Wednesday's current life. And then I'll watch all those mirrors that have lifetimes that have something to do with your question that will come out from the wall. It's almost like they're on a hydraulic arm. And then I'll say, show me the one that correlates the most. That one will come out the farthest. I'll envision myself walking into the mirror, and I'll be shown some kind of a scene. So let's come up with a question that we can ask that will help us get some interesting answers for you. What traits in your current life do you have that you want to know about if you had them in a past life?
Probably about my strength.
Okay, give me an example.
Like, was I strong-minded in my past life like I am now, like pretty stern and bossy? I'm very bossy, like to take control.
Okay, so do we want to ask controlling?
Yes.
Were you controlling? Were you, how about an authoritarian?
Right.
Were you in a position of authority? How about that? Does that work? Okay.
That's awesome.
Instead of me, you know, walking down the hallway asking, was she a bossy babe in any of her past lives? Just say. Okay. So does Wednesday have any past lives in which she was in a position of authority and had a lot of influence over other people? How about that? Does that sound all right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Okay, lots of them come out. Show me the one that correlates the most with Wednesday being in a position of authority and a lot of influence over other people. Okay, one's come out. All right, it's on the left, kind of midway down. Let me go to it. I'm walking in. Okay. All right, so the year 1732, and I get Cuba. Interesting.
Whoa.
Interesting, you live in Florida, and this lifetime was in Cuba. You were a man in that lifetime, and you were a cigar-smoking wheeler-dealer lawyer. You were a very, very wealthy, influential lawyer. So let me see. And you represented people in the import-export business. So you represented people that had big companies. So
so strange.
Why is that strange? Does that resonate with you?
Yes, as you speak, remember I was telling you last week about the business, the exporting and the importing, and I love going to the cigar lounge.
There you go. All right. Okay. So we take things from past lives, and then we build on them in our current life each time. And so we really check out different facets of different parts of our lives. But yes, and tell everybody what you're doing for the import-export business in case they didn't listen to last week's show yet.
Starting a hair company, importing hair and selling hair online.
Right.
And you gave me a lot of tips on that because you had a lot of background in business. So that call was really awesome.
Right. That's hilarious about the cigar lounge, though.
It is.
You were, you kind of looked like the banker in the Monopoly game.
Yes.
or the conductor on Thomas the Tank Engine. Did you ever watch that show when your kids were little?
Yes. The banker is my favorite guy. I love that board.
Yeah. So that's what you looked like in that lifetime. So I hope that helped.
Wow.
Great question. Thanks
it
for
did.
Calling.
Thank
okay.
you.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's try Susie again. Hi, Suze.
I was there, Julie, but it's so strange. All of a sudden you blanked out. You said, let's see who's next, and then it blanked out. I heard nothing. But I was on the call just like always. But
sorry.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Good. Yeah, I saw the Stanford doctor yesterday about my neck, and he's having a PT. PET scan, PET scan done next week, and he did a biopsy of the rash now, thinking it's totally different than the gland, but he's telling me now he really doesn't want to take out the gland because he says it's a precious organ, that if I take it out, it's going to cut down my saliva by 50%, and it's already so dry, so he's trying to find anything else to do, and he suggested trying Botox, to shut it down for 3 months, and he said sometimes the gland will come back to life after that. So I'm wondering if you see that in my best interest to try, because I can't live with, when I went on the prednisone up to 30, it did get better, but as soon as I came down to 10, it just got worse again, back to the cell. It's chronic pseudoenitis and that salivary gland, and now he feels a lymph node, he said. So I'm wondering if you see it in my best interest to try that Botox, because it doesn't sound very good to have it taken out now because of, cutting down the saliva, but it also can't live with it being all swollen up, and hurting all the time. So.
Right. So, Suze, tell everybody where you're calling in from, first of all, please.
San Francisco Bay Area.
San Francisco, and give everybody a brief overview about what's going on with your gland that you're talking about. Just for people who haven't heard the story, just give them kind of the brief overview.
It's just swollen, and they say it's just severe chronic pseudoenitis, which is swelling of the gland, and it's been 3 years, and I've had this rash for a year almost. In December will be a year, and they can't figure out, what the swelling is or what the rash is. He thinks I'm the only person in the world that has that rash. And he's the expert at Stanford on the gland. So,
okay, and this is a salivary gland, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So is it in Susie's best interest to do a Botox treatment to take care of the swelling in the salivary gland? Is that how we want to phrase it?
Well, he said to shut down the gland and hope that, and will it come back to working normally after that for 3 months? It's like shuts it down for 3 months, and then hopefully it comes back to working normally.
Okay.
Idea.
So that's kind of a two-part question, Suze. So is it in Susie's best interest to allow her doctor to administer a Botox treatment that will shut down her swollen salivary gland? I get a yes on that, Susie.
Oh, okay.
Is it in Susie's best interest to allow this to go on longer than 3 months? No. Will her salivary gland turn back on after the Botox wears off? I get a yes.
Oh.
Will it affect Susie's ability to heal her salivary gland? I get a yes. That's a
wow,
surprise.
Okay.
I'm surprised on that. Will
That's
it affect
great.
The rash that she's had for the past year? I get a no. It's not related. We've gotten that before.
Yeah, you said it's not related, but do you have any idea what it is? Because they can't figure it out. They had all the Stanford experts just out there for 9 hours trying to figure out.
God's sake. She probably felt like a big lab rat.
Yeah, I had a biopsy done of it, too, but of the rash itself. But do you have any idea what it is? Because they can't. None of the experts at Stanford in the cancer unit can figure out what it is.
I still keep getting that it's something that you're eating. And I think I've gotten that all along. So I would go on a, you know, I know you eat really healthy, but I would go on a whole foods, veggies, fruit, protein, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
No,
okay.
Nothing, you know, no dairy, no wheat, no alcohol. I know it sounds really boring. You're going to be the purest girl in the Bay Area. You'll probably be glowing in the dark, but
yeah.
I think that it's an allergy.
Wow, okay. All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call. Hope you have a great week. Okay.
You too. Good
luck. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. With that, we are out of time, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast so you can get a new one each week. Be sure and do the drawing, enter your name, you know, do the Instagram, follow me on Instagram, write a review on iTunes, and sign up for my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a terrific first of next week. Call in next week. Come up with a fun question. These were really terrific tonight. Thanks to everybody that took the time to call in, and thanks to all of you for listening. Take care. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.